Welcome to Tech Talk Tuesday with Dennis Janssen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. And if you want to know all things tech, then hop onto bandwidthblog.co.za. Dennis, good to have you in studio with us again.
Nice to be back.
And I believe today you're going to update us on the EV sales and how Tesla's featuring in that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The EV market always changing. Obviously, Tesla having been the biggest, you know, EV manufacturer for a long time, and they actually lost that crown for the first time at the end of last year. And the, you know, the whole EV market is shifting. It's very interesting where 2-3 years ago, all the manufacturers were saying EV is the future. They want to like replace all of their ICE models by 2030.
I'm just going to say EV means electric vehicles for those who might have forgotten. So yes.
Correct. So internal combustion engines, a lot of companies were saying we're going to phase it out completely out of our lineup by 2030, 2035, some say 2040. And now a lot of them are kind of backpedaling.
Really?
Because they are seeing kind of a shift in the market where the EV market is not growing at the pace they thought it was going to be growing. And that includes Tesla, which is really interesting for us to see, where they were just kind of, you know, month after month, quarter after quarter, just smashing their records of sales. In Q1 this year, it was the first time in their history, you know, other than when you look at COVID where they couldn't manufacture anything, it's the first time in their history that they've actually sold less vehicles compared to a year prior and a quarter prior. So it's a very interesting time in this EV space where these manufacturers are seeing, oh, there might be a ceiling to how big this market is right now. Maybe everybody isn't ready for an EV yet, and they're kind of starting to change up their plans a little bit.
Do you think it's because of the after support or the after purchase support? So I buy a fully electric vehicle, but now where do I charge it? It's not easily accessible to find charging stations necessarily. Is that maybe a part that's playing?
Yeah, definitely. Infrastructure plays a big part of that. You know, you've got a Tesla that has a massive infrastructure kind of in the US and the EU, but that's about it. For the rest of us, it's very difficult to, for example, do a road trip from Cape Town to Joburg in an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
There's a couple of places, dedicated EV charging spots, but they're not going to be on the latest architecture, so it's going to take a long time to charge. And imagine having to sit an additional, you know, hour and a half waiting for your car to charge while you're on a road trip. It's not ideal.
In the middle of the career, three sisters.
Exactly.
And sit there for an hour and a half.
So yes, infrastructure definitely a part of that. Also, cost is prohibitive. They are still way more expensive than internal combustion vehicles. And it seems like that portion of the market that can afford these much more expensive electric vehicles are becoming saturated. They've kind of sold as much in that space, at least for the time being, as they can. That market is smaller than they thought. So there's a lot of movement there. And to that effect, Tesla has actually announced in this past week that they are scrapping plans for the Model 2, which was going to be their cheaper mass market electric vehicle that was going to revolutionize everything they've been saying for the last 5 to 10 years. That was always their aim, is to get the cost of electric vehicles down to this magic $25,000 threshold, which was what they're aiming for. And now they've completely scrapped plans for that vehicle because it seems that they don't have as big a market as they originally thought.
Or maybe the oil barons got to Elon Musk.
I would be very surprised. obviously, you know, Tesla's still doing really well, but just to see their sales slip for the first time in their history is a very interesting trend. Although the Chinese manufacturers are showing that, you know, they're still seeing massive growth, especially in China, but now in the EU as well, they've got a pretty good presence. We're starting to see their electric vehicles coming to South Africa as well. So that's probably where the majority of the growth in this market is going to be going forward.
Very interesting indeed. Thank you. It's been lovely catching up with you, and we'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.